Hey Mags, this is Marion and you're listening to Mags Moments, a podcast about all things related to entrepreneurship, business, millennials, and pop culture. It is January 14th, 2019, and this is episode one. On today's episode, we're going to get into a little bit about Mags. What is Mags? Why did Mags start? What was the brainchild behind starting this organization? So I'm going to give you guys a little bit of insight into our brand overall, our business, our structure, and just to give our clients out there, as well as people who are interested in getting any services from Mags, a better idea of what it is we do and who essentially is running this whole show. My name is Marion. I am the managing consultant here at Mags. I'm also the founder of the organization. I'm currently 26, so gotta put my age out there just so that you guys know that I really and truly am a millennial. And in January 2018, I can't even remember the exact date, but I decided, hey, you know what? I love people, I love helping people, and I love the idea of people being able to pursue their own dreams and their own goals and passion projects. And I figured, hey, why not allow me to create a business that would give young millennial entrepreneurs the opportunity to kind of better any businesses they had already started, or give people who were thinking about going into business the opportunity to kind of launch something and see it come to fruition. So the entire premise here was to just encourage millennials to start businesses, to sustain their businesses, irrespective of the bumps and bruises along the way, and just kind of provide them with the emotional and motivational support that was required. So some of the services that Mags provides includes consulting. So consulting is mostly just providing lots of good advice to our clients. We do a lot of research and also contribute to development. So if we have a client that comes to us and they're like, hey, I want to get into this market, what do you think? We do an assessment on whether or not this is a feasible market for them to be a part of based on what it is they're looking to provide, whether it be a service or a product, whether or not we think their product would even be strong enough to survive in this market, and what things they can do to either enhance their product or kind of go in a different direction. So consulting is what I love to do. It allows me to develop friendships and business relationships with lots of young people out there who have so many cool and amazing ideas, and just kind of help them take those ideas to the next level. We also provide strategic planning. So I think a lot of people have really great ideas and they're like, you know what, let's just go out there and do this. But I hate to say this, they suck at the goal planning aspect of things, or the goal setting aspect of things. So with our strategic planning services, we provide you the opportunity to kind of recognize what kind of goals you want to set for your business, and then essentially set them, and we help create a plan in which will help you actually attain them. So it's easy to be, it's the new year, it's easy to be like, hey, I'm going to lose weight. But if you haven't put into plan a legitimate action plan on how you're going to go about eating better, or going to the gym, or finding a physical activity that actually works for you that'll motivate you to work out, then you're not going to lose any weight, and the goal that you would have set essentially becomes useless. So Mags is here to help you reach those goals, to start planning those goals, and to make sure that you are able to have a successful business in the long run. We're also involved in digital marketing, so anything from websites to social media to content curation, we live for that. And you guys can see that on our own social media channels. You guys can follow us at Mags Consults on all social media platforms. Another thing that we're focused on is individual and company branding. So as I was saying, there are a lot of people that have established businesses that are similar, but how do you set yourself apart from girl A who's selling eyelashes from AliExpress and you want to do the same thing? How do you set yourself apart? Mags and myself, Marion, will help you develop a unique and individual brand that will allow people to see like, hey, cool, these people may be selling a product similar to what I've seen somewhere else, but this is what stands out about them, and this is what makes me want to purchase their product and be a customer in the long run. We're also involved in, you know, some of the pen to paper academic aspects of things. So we do a lot of proposal and grant writing, and we also help our clients come up with contracts. And one of the things I tell my clients all the time is contracts are so key, especially when we're living in a digital age where Everybody's pretty much like microwave relationships where it's kind of like, hey, I kind of met this person on Instagram and they say they want to do business with me. Let's go for it. Well, the reality of the situation is you don't necessarily know this person. How can you ensure that in joining this business relationship with them and getting involved in this thing with them that you can actually protect yourself? And I think contracts in particular are very important because they allow you to learn a lot more about the industry that you're in. It allows you to keep your business safe and your ideas safe as well. One of the primary things that we do whenever people decide that they want to be a client of Meg's is we sign a non-disclosure agreement, because I want my clients to know that, hey, if you decide to sign up with Meg's and you share your idea with me, I'm not going to steal your idea and go capitalize on it somewhere else. And that's building trust, that's building transparency. And as a result, we have clients who are constantly coming back or referring us to other people. And so, yeah, that's a quick roundup of what it is we do. And as many of you guys know, MAGS does stand for Millennials Attaining Greatness Strategies. And it also is a play on to my actual initials. So my name is Marion AJ Jamra, and I figured, hey, Marion AJ Jamra Strategies, Millennials Attaining Greatness Strategies, they all kind of embody what it is we're looking for in terms of helping millennials in this current generation just elevate in terms of business success and entrepreneurship. So I've had a lot of people asking me like, hey, how many people do you actually have working at Meg's? And to be honest with you, we have a number of people working at Meg's. And one of the things that I really wanted to do when I started this business was to ensure that the people that were working with us were still able to keep a certain level of autonomy in terms of the business decisions that they made, in terms of their creativity, in terms of their schedules. And so one of the things that I was really keen on doing was not necessarily having employees, but working with freelancers / contractors. So we have a freelancer that does our graphic design. We have a freelancer that does a lot of our videos, somebody that oversees our social media, somebody that oversees our proposal writing. And so these are different areas. Like, we want to ensure that we have people that are skilled and qualified, but still have the opportunity to work on other projects, to still pursue the things that they're interested in outside of Meg's. And not only does that allow them to be better for our clients, but it allows them to grow in their particular field. And I think that's always better when you have a graphic designer who is allowed to create for company A and company B and is able to take in so many sights and sounds and designs and work in different environments. When it does come to them working for our Meg's clients, they'll bring their best foot forward because they've been able to kind of penetrate spaces that don't necessarily wouldn't necessarily be able to do if they were stuck in one company. So I love being able to contract out freelancers who are always interested in building their business, who are always interested in building their skills and helping other people just kind of flourish in their businesses. So if you guys are interested in ever being a part of the Meg's team, whether you be a freelancer or a contractor and you're looking to share your creative skills or your academic skills or your business strategy skills with us, please send us an email at info@magsconsults.com and we will be more than excited to have you as a member of our team. So as I said, we're really focused on making sure that millennials are able to compete in the business market. And I actually had a conversation with somebody, one of my clients who's actually older than a millennial. He's a solid baby boomer. And he was like, okay, so you guys have this particular name. Does that mean you're not willing and interested in helping me? And I said, no. We are willing and interested in helping anybody that's interested in being involved in business. And the one thing that I've learned is that millennials are a big part of the consumer base. And so what he subconsciously was unaware of was that his demographic was millennial heavy. So in working with this particular gentleman who fits into the baby boomer context, being very much aware of millennial demographics and millennial culture and millennial consumer patterns, I've been able to help him target his demographic even better, and things are working out 10 times better for him than they were before he had acquired the business services of Meg's. So we're willing to help any and everyone, even if your demographic is not baby boomers. Hey, you want to target Gen Zers. Even if your demographic is not millennials and you're interested in targeting Gen Zers or baby boomers or just a different demographics, like I mentioned, research is really, really important to us, and we make sure that we have the knowledge to help our clients successfully run their businesses, regardless of who it is they're trying to sell their products or goods to. So I had another question actually from somebody who was asking about our Mags BTS features. So when I initially started the company, one of the things that I really wanted us to do was to ensure that we were not only helping millennials, but we were showcasing millennial entrepreneurs with really, really cool businesses. And so I got the idea to be like, hey, let's start featuring a lot of cool people who are running these super awesome businesses, who are showing us what it means to be an entrepreneur in this day and age where maybe you have to go to a 9-to-5 and come back home and hustle on this passion project that you started. And so as a result, I remember I reached out to a number of millennial entrepreneurs who were extremely interested, and they got back to me. And so we started doing our features. And if you head over to our website, you'll see all of that available. And so we feature a variety of different millennial entrepreneurs from around the world. We've done people from Canada, people from the United States, people from West Africa, and we find that regardless of geography, regardless of where people are located, there are young people who are passionate about creating amazing products, amazing services, who are interested in promoting them the right way. And so we just couldn't allow time to go on and for us to not have showcased or featured these people. Another cool thing that we do is if you are an entrepreneur and you're interested in showcasing your business in this regard, we do offer a service where you can be featured on our blog. Obviously, so long as it falls in line with what it is Mags is trying to promote from a positive entrepreneur standpoint and in terms of quality product and quality service. So yeah, you can be featured on the Mags BTS blog, which is Mags Behind the Scenes. If you are interested, again, send us an email at info@magsconsults.com, and we'd be more than willing and excited to feature you on our blog. So another question that I often get from people is, where is Mags located? So being as millennial as I can be, we don't actually function out of a brick and mortar space. We currently do everything digitally, and in my opinion, that gives us the opportunity to work with people from all walks of life, from all geographical spaces. Regardless of where you are, you send us a quick email and I will get back to you. One of our team members will get back to you, and we're always excited to work with people. So we don't have a physical location just yet, and it's been working out well and great for us. And it also gives us the opportunity to not be restrained per se to an office location in terms of meetups. Sometimes we'll meet up with clients based on where they are. We do a lot of video and Skype calling, so it gives us an opportunity to work with people from different areas and different walks of life, irrespective of location. So what can you expect from Mags in 2019? Listen, we are working very, very hard. We want to move things in a new direction. So as you guys can see, we started a podcast. We know a lot of our this particular age group and our readers are not overly excited with reading. So we're moving into more of an audio video sound. So we'll have podcasts being released every single week, providing tips and tricks and information related to pop culture and business and branding for you guys to listen in on. And our Mags BTS will definitely not stop. We will be doing written features, but we're also going to be moving into podcast format. We'll be featuring amazing entrepreneurs with amazing business ideas who are, you know, maybe they're in the infancy of it all, or they're working in the matured aspect of their businesses, and we'll be sharing those features with you. And additionally, we'll also be working and partnering with brands to bring you guys content and information about how to best run your businesses, about sponsorships and partnerships, about best practices in a variety of different industries. So stay tuned. We'll have, again, our podcasts are dropping every single Monday, and we really, really, really want you guys to follow in and to lean in and just listen to the advice we have to share. And if you guys ever have any topics that you'd like us to share, be sure to head over to our Mags podcast post every single Monday when we do drop, and let us know in the comments, hey, this is what we want to hear from you. Hey, this is what we think would be a great idea to talk about. If there's anybody you guys even want us to feature on the podcast, let us know. Shoot us their social media, and we'll send them a message and get them on the show. And so we're really, really looking forward to what 2019 has in store. And so buckle up, get your seatbelts on, and let's get ready for this ride. Thank you for listening to this episode of Meg's Moments. We hope you really enjoyed the information and the tips and tricks that we had to share with you all. Be sure to stay connected with us throughout the week. Follow us on social media on all platforms at Meg's Consults, and head over to our website at www.megsconsults.com. Send us an email if you're interested in starting your own business, growing your business, or just have any questions at info@megsconsults.com. We'll see you later. Bye.